Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, distinguished colleagues. I take the floor to exercise my delegation right of reply to the remarks made by the distinguished ambassador of the UK in this plenary meeting. Mr. President, naming Iran as a proliferation concern is as irrelevant and unsubstantiated as to suggest that the United Kingdom is an honest advocate for nuclear disarmament or non-proliferation. Mr. President, the so-called Integrated Review of Security, Defense, Development, and Foreign Policy of the United Kingdom is indeed a controversial, destabilizing, and a source of grave concern for the international peace and security. During the last 2 years, my delegations raised its concern in this body with regard to this long-term security threat to the international peace and security. That policy violates the NPT in many ways, and I just name some of them as follow. Contravening disarmament obligations, taking into account obligations under Article 6 of the NPT and the 1996 ruling of the ICJ, which unanimously ruled that there exists an obligation to pursue in good faith and bring to a conclusion negotiations leading to nuclear disarmament in all its aspects under strict and effective international control, as well as the UK's unequivocal undertaking to accomplish the total elimination of its nuclear arsenal in 2000 and 2010, and at the same time, the UK has consistent advertised reduction in the size of its nuclear arsenal as evidence of its compliance with its disarmament obligations. Therefore, by its own standard, the UK is now violating its disarmament obligations. The United Kingdom is claiming that it wants a world without nuclear weapons. With this policy, it is proceeding in the opposite direction. Behaving irresponsibly and raising risk of nuclear conflicts, providing cover for other nuclear weapon states to increase their nuclear arsenal, eroding trust among NPT members. The NPT members have worked together to interpret and implement its provisions effectively over the past 5 decades. These agreements are reflected and recorded in the outcome documents of the NPT's review conferences, which we believe that which remains valid until implemented. The most recent one is the action plan adopted by consensus in the 2010 RevCon, which contains a number of specific and detailed steps to make progress on nuclear disarmament. Nonetheless, the UK's integrated policy is in direct contradiction of several of the recommendations contained in that action plan, in particular, action 1, 2, 3, and 5. These actions commit member states to pursue policies that are fully compatible with the treaty and the objective of achieving a world without nuclear weapons, to apply the principle of irreversibility, verifiability, and transparency in relation to implementation of their treaty obligations. And in the same vein, Action 3 commits the nuclear weapon state to undertake further efforts to reduce all types of nuclear weapons. And finally, Action 5 requires the nuclear weapon state to accelerate concrete progress on the steps leading to nuclear disarmament. And finally, inciting proliferation of nuclear weapons. Mr. President, another recent example which is a matter of grave concern is the trilateral partnership named AUKUS to deliver nuclear submarines to a non-nuclear weapon state. This agreement, which involves UK and other two members of the NPT, is a clear breach of the spirit and text of the NPT, in particular disarmament obligations under Article 6 of that treaty, and has raised serious proliferation concerns. Mr. President, it is a good gesture to claim that someone supports the idea of making our world safer and committed to a world without nuclear weapons, as the UK ambassador said in his statement. However, it remains to be seen how a buildup in the nuclear arsenal can be a manifestation of compliance with the disarmament obligations under Article 6 of the NPT and the commitment to a world without nuclear weapons. And one can ask, what are the benefits of those so-called gradual disarmament steps if they can easily be reversed, and what is the value of the step-by-step process if a nuclear state can reverse the course in material breach of its commitment under the NPT. I thank you, Mr. President.